Hello lovely people, you're welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is joyful every day. Joyful every day. And the Bible reference is from John chapter 16 verse 24. Have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Our opening scripture reveals the heart of the Father and his desire for us. He wants your joy to be full always. That's because being joyful is very important in the kingdom of God. The Bible says, a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. That's Proverbs 17 verse 22. It makes no difference what situations you face. Exude joy. Rejoice evermore, always. The beautiful part is that our joy is of the Holy Ghost, and therefore it's independent of circumstances. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14 verse 17. We are full of joy even in the face of adversities and persecution. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That's James 1 verse 2. That means no room for frustration in your life. When others come in contact with you, they should experience joy unspeakable and the full glory of God. The Bible tells us about the children of Israel, how their joy was heard afar off as they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced after rebuilding the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jerusalem. Not the wall of Jericho. No. The wall of Jericho was teared down by Joshua and the Israelites. That was a great conquest in the time of the Israelites. So it is the walls of Jerusalem, when we rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Also that day, they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Nehemiah 2 verse 43. When the prophet Nehemiah came and helped the Israelites rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, where each man was holding a weapon in his left and was using his right to build a brick by brick, in order to ward off the enemy. It was the wall of Jerusalem that was successfully built. Hallelujah. That lets you know that joy has expressions. Laughter and singing songs of praise in thanksgiving are expressions of joy. So despite the terrible things happening in the world today, be full of joy every day. Say, I am full of joy every day. Give no place to gloom in your life. Generate and release joy and excitement from inside you today. Hallelujah. For further study, read Isaiah 12 verse 3, Romans 14 verse 17, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 to 8. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Deuteronomy chapters 1 and 2, and Mark 16, 1 to 20. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalms 75, 76, and 77, and Acts 27, 21 to 31. Hallelujah. Can you take the confession after me? This joy. So your demeanor is supposed to show, it's supposed to sound in your voice. I'm exuberant with praise always. Expressing joy unspeakable and full of glory, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. My joy is independent of circumstances. It comes from my inner man. My joy is permanent and it keeps me strong and alive. Glory to God. My joy is permanent and it keeps me strong and alive. Glory to God. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Exude joy. No matter what you face today, determine that nothing will steal your joy and live as such. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.